This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. President Donald Trump has formally accepted the Republican Party nomination to run for re-election. Speaking from the White House South Lawn last night, Mr. Trump delivered a triumphant and optimistic vision of the United States, but warned the well-being of the country would be endangered by his Democratic opponent, former Vice President Joe Biden. Speaking before a live audience that largely ignored pandemic safeguards, Mr. Trump said, quote, "We have spent the last 4 years reversing the damage Joe Biden inflicted over the past 47 years. The president once again suggested there could soon be a coronavirus vaccine and promised a victory over COVID-19, which has so far taken almost 181,000 lives in the United States. Johns Hopkins University puts the U.S. case number at close to 6 million. Clearly appealing to his base, Mr. Trump presented himself as the last barrier protecting an American way of life, which he insists is under siege from radical forces. And so the final stretch of the November campaign is underway, with the president expected to begin crisscrossing the country to make his case for a second term. That begins today in New Hampshire. His Vice President Mike Pence will make campaign appearances today in the critical battleground states of Michigan and Minnesota. Shinzo Abe, Japan's longest-serving prime minister, is resigning because of ill health. The 65-year-old Abe told a news conference today he had decided to leave office now to avoid a political vacuum as the country copes with a damaged economy and a coronavirus outbreak which has taken some 1,200 lives in Japan. Said Abe, "I apologize from the bottom of my heart that despite all of this support from the Japanese people, I am leaving the post with one full year left in my term." Among the reactions to his decision, Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison described Shinzo Abe as a man of integrity and wisdom, a strong promoter of open trade, and an outstanding international diplomat for Japan, an experienced statesman of the First Order. This is VOA News.